You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stu. We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu.
It's that time of the week. It's Chat with Stu Mack, Stuart McMillan. Good morning, sir.
Jago, I'm on fire this morning.
We went to one of the premieres.
Yeah.
We ended up seeing the movie, world premiere.
Yeah.
Soul on Fire, a very emotional, sentimental movie. I mean, most people know the story of John O'Leary.
Yeah.
Burned when he was a kid, almost died. Jack Buck goes to see him in the hospital randomly.
Fighting for him.
Yeah, for like weeks and weeks on end.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, William H. Macy was in town for the premiere. He played Jack Buck to a T.
I thought he did a great job, honestly.
He always does a great job.
He's an A-list actor. And what was cool about it, I got to see that being filmed in St. Louis.
I noticed in the scene where he's broadcasting a game from the booth, he's not wearing headphones, Jack Buck.
He's not wearing headphones, and there's a reason for that.
I know.
There's a reason for that.
Tell me.
Okay. So the director was, I was in there when the director was kind of giving options for what to do. They were like, what should we do with these headphones? Let's call somebody. And I'm like, they're like, hey, there's a radio guy here right now. Just ask him.
A KMOX guy.
A KMOX. They're like, hey, we got the KMOX reporter right here. So they looked over at me and they said, so headphones or no headphones? Would Jack Buck have had headphones on? And to my knowledge, you know, he never wore headphones on a broadcast.
I mean, you had to be a little bit proud watching that scene because Stu McMillan, consultant to the stars.
Come on now. I mean, it was one question.
Still, I saw the scene on TV, on the movie, and I'm like, that's Stu McMillan doing that.
And
he has no headphones on.
I told the kids, I said, hey, watch out for this scene when he's in the booth, because the shot where the girl brings up the little trinkets for the kid and everything, if you need anything, here's a Coke or whatever. That scene, I was literally in there when they were filming that.
Oh, yeah. John Corbett's great, too.
Yeah, as the dad.
He was in Northern Exposure. That's probably his most famous role back in the 90s. I want to play a piece of sound from John talking about St. Louis, because he walked around St. Louis for a couple of hours this week.
And I just shot photographs of all the architecture here. Whoever built this city, it's got some amazing architecture. I just love the city. I want to see it come back. I want to see these stores open back up. I want to see people walking around. Everybody seems to be having fun.
I thought that was kind of interesting, his perspective. He's from Wheeling, West Virginia, and he was, you know, just towns that are need a little bounce in their step.
He was here not just for that premiere. They filmed all of this in St. Louis. There's a scene in the movie where they're right in front of the courthouse, you know, with the arch in the background, walking in Keener Plaza.
The arch is definitely a character in the movie.
This movie is unapologetically St. Louis.
Yeah.
And it is so pro-St. Louis. It's just every scene is like the Arch, the Cardinals, Jack Buck. I mean,
KMOX.
You can't get more St. Louis than this movie.
Yeah.
It's almost like sometimes John is just like the byline to St. Louis.
It is an incredible story, though. I was most impressed. This is something I didn't know. I didn't know he lost his fingers in the explosion. Well, not in the explosion, but the aftermath of it.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know he played piano.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I know, right? I mean,
that's amazing.
Good for the parents to, you know, really instill in their child, hey, just because something's happened to you doesn't mean you can just give up on everything in your life.
Also, besides his parents, you have to give a little credit to Jack Buck. I know he wouldn't want it. No. Based on actually what William H. Macy said about playing Buck.
We talk about heroes a lot. I never got to meet him. I find him endlessly fascinating that he did all these lovely altruistic things quietly, silently. Nobody knew about them. Since this film started shooting, people are coming forward all the time telling more and more stories about Jack Buck and how he helped, how he showed up.
I continually hear stories about Jack Buck's generosity, his humanity. He is one of the most famous and beloved St. Louisans for sure. And William H. Macy did a great job.
Yeah, he did a fantastic job. And I loved all the radios. I mean, you could point to the screen every time you saw a radio or you heard something about KMOX. And so there was a scene where I don't know how they did it, but the people who made this movie, they found every single piece of memorabilia from the 80s. Mm-hmm. All these like little... There was a KMOX radio giveaway that was in the 80s. I've seen it for sale at like antique stores for like $50. Mm. You know, it's this little white transistor radio, and it's stuck on KMOX more or less. You know, it does move to the other stations, but there's no other thing on the dial. It just says KMOX in a line. So when you move around on the dial, it just, the only thing you're looking for is KMOX anyway.
Right.
So, but yeah, it's just, it was so cool. They were able to find all that merch.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're a St. Louisan and you have some idea of the story, it's worth watching the movie.
For sure.
I mean, it is a little, I would call it Hallmarky.
Yeah, I would call it Hallmark Plus. I mean, I think it's because you have the A-list actors in there,
right?
A couple of them. I feel like they did it, you know, it would be on a Hallmark channel.
I could definitely see.
It could be like a special on ABC or something, you know, like a one-time off thing or something here and there. But I'm so glad it's in theaters and it's going to be everywhere October 10th.
Coming up this Friday, Stu, thanks.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.